Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, so do we have a motion to approve the financials?
Well, I have a question concerning.
Okay, what's your question, Frank?
Well, at the meeting that we went to with the legislators, I noticed that the board paid you, reimbursed you for attending that meeting, and I did not get a check.
I was called and asked to go.
We didn't know you were going to be there until you showed up with the representative.
I was asked to represent the board.
Did you file the paperwork?
No.
Okay.
No.
Where was that at, here?
Yeah.
The legislature.
Ken couldn't attend tonight, he asked me to attend in his place as vice chairman, because we were asked to have a representative go there, so.
Right, we were called and asked to be there.
To have somebody there, so since the chairman couldn't go.
So, I mean, but I didn't know, you know, I had to submit something. Well, I knew, you know, that there was something being submitted, but I didn't know I had to submit anything. That's what I was just trying to find out.
Do you have some expenses?
Well, I'll attend the meeting.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, you have to file that same piece of paperwork that we talked about earlier every time you request money from the board, so.
Well, I mean, the one that I saw, it was not filled out, it was actually filled out by, I'm assuming, Ms. Edmonds, and she signed it, so I just.
It doesn't stop you from doing what you.
And Ms. Steinkamp was invited by the chairman to represent the board. You were not invited to represent the board, and I don't know that I should be speaking this, but you currently have a lawsuit against the board, so why would you be representing the board at a legislative session and get paid for it?
I'm still a board member.
Well, let's do this. Give Mr. Phillips the paperwork, same one I used a while ago. Fill it out, send it in, we'll submit, the chairman has to countersign it, he's not here today.
Okay.
And then we'll see, you know, if he approves it. It's up to the board also if they want to approve.
I understand that, that's why I asked the question, because I mean.
How were you reimbursed for your time or for your travel expenses?
My travel expenses.
She got travel expenses and per diem, because our statute says that any day that you're on board business.
And I was asked to go because Ken couldn't attend.
Right.
And they asked for the chairman or vice chairman to go.
Right, they asked for a representative from the board.
That's what they asked for, a representative, correct.
Right.
Did you get any emails from the board?
No.
It didn't come from the board, it came from the Barrow herself.
Okay, she's a.
So she wanted you there, the board didn't ask you to go.
Who requested for the board members to be there?
A Representative Barrow's office called and specifically asked me and to bring a board member with me.
Okay, so they didn't say who, and you were.
Right, and since you're suing the board.
Well, that doesn't have anything.
We didn't choose you as a representative.
Well, we went with the chairman, then the vice chairman.
Right.
We went in order, in the pecking order.
Okay, all right, just let it be.
From what I was told, and because Ken was first choice and couldn't attend.
All right.
All right, so any other questions?
We're on the motion to approve financials.